welcome to Beauty Revealed, the podcast. I'm your host, Candace Claiborne, and it's time to take the steps to revealing your inner beauty. You no longer have to feel invisible because you are seen and known by the creator of all things. So let's take the steps to leave your beauty mark on the world. Let's go. We're about to go deep. Hi, guys. Today's episode is all about revealing the beauty of your words, sound, speech, vibrations, and how they impact yourself and the world around you. And I'm so excited because I have my dad here with me today, Carl Robinson, and his eyes are closed. Daddy, why are your eyes closed? He's getting ready. He's meditating and praying and getting ready to talk with you guys because we are talking all about speech, and he's here today because he has been such an instrumental person in my life, not only just as a father, but really as a friend, because we talk a lot and we've had such amazing conversations. He is a person that is just an encourager. Anybody who meets him knows that he's going to have something of encouragement to say to you. He's a great listener. He's a husband, a dad, obviously, but most of all, he is a follower of God, and he just has words of life to give and share. And so today, I just want to introduce him to you guys before we get started on our discussion about speech. Dad, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So my dad is actually originally from Jamaica. So as you hear him, you'll hear that accent, that patois will come in every now and then. You know, if you can't understand what he's saying, turn on your transcripts or your CC so you can try to hear a little bit of clarity. But the cool thing about speech, right, is even if you can't understand the exact words, you feel something and you sense something because there's something deeper happening on the inside coming out of that sound than just the words that you hear. So isn't that cool, Daddy?
Yeah, Mom.
Exactly. That's good. Okay, so my dad is from Jamaica, from Kingston, Jamaica, and has spent time, you know, in New York, has spent time in other countries doing as a weightlifting champion, as a civil engineer. He is a musician. He's played drums, congos, sings, and, you know, for the early part of my life, he started a band with my mom, my uncle, and several other friends, and their band was called Astral Touch. And I think it's really cool because the type of music that they really promoted and sang is what some would call life music or like conscious music. And this was in the early 90s. And so there was a lot going on, just like there is today, crazy enough. And their music actually is so relevant. Like, we still listen to their albums and the records. And, like, the music, it's ridiculous because you can still see the things that are happening back then are still happening now. So there's a sense of sadness when you really think about it. But the cool thing is that the music is still relevant and things are still being progressive and changing. And so I want to hear a little bit about your band, about Astral Touch, the music that you guys used to share, and how you feel like that really impacted the people that heard the music because of the words that you guys were speaking.
Well, the most important thing is that you have to believe what you're saying.
Yeah.
You have to believe what you want to say. You have to think and think about exactly what you'd want to do with the words.
Yeah.
And if you can do that, it's gonna flow.
Mm.
It's gonna flow, and you'll be able to listen to it, talk about it. Because when I'm there,
yeah,
And I'm listening to you on it.
Yeah.
It's just like, wow. I get really, really like up there.
Yeah.
Right up in there and just like listening.
Yeah.
And listening just beautiful.
Mm.
So that's the best way to start it.
Yeah. And I think even you saying that, right, you think about the band and the music that you guys were singing was conscious music. It was awakening people.
Very conscious.
You know, awakening people to the issues that Black Americans mm. were facing at the time, that people all over the world were facing,
mm-hmm.
To war, to racism, to all these things. And that name, Astral Touch, that word astral, you think about the stars, astronomy, things that are outside of this continued realm, right? They're not in this world, they're out of this world. and that they want to touch you. You want their words to touch. You want it to reach. You want it to impact. And that's exactly what you guys did with the songs that you made and the words that you sung. And so kind of to bring that into today, you mentioned it a little bit of just the impact of our words, right? Words, my aunt, my auntie Raina, who I love dearly, she's like a play auntie. If anybody got a play auntie out there who they're like blood, and she is so, so profound. And she told this to me years ago. She said, your words create your world. Your words create your world. And it's just so powerful to think about how much we can do, how much good we can do, but also how much damage we can do with the power of our words. You know, in the ancient Kemetic Egyptian way of knowing, metuneter, they call it beautiful speech. And they say that out of the words, out of the speech came everything else. You know, if you're familiar with the Bible verses in Genesis that talk about the creation of the world and, you know, when God spoke, whether you know even Luke 6:25, where that writer says, you know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So speaking is a huge part of just how we are as human beings, right? And how things came to be, depending on what, you know, creation narrative you have faith in. And so I just think that's really cool. So I want to talk a little bit about words. We're going to break words down, okay? So words are a compilation of letters, right? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and whatever language you have. Words are letters. And those letters carry symbols. They're symbols. They're, you know, look at hieroglyphics, look at anything. They're just symbols. And symbols carry meaning. And those letters have sounds. Those symbols carry sound. And when you think about sound, sound is vibration. It's energy that's coming out of us and going into the world. And somebody else is hearing it, and we hear it too. And so the words we speak have so much power that, you know, what do you say when somebody says something and it just touches you? You know, you might say, oh man, that made the hair on the back of my neck just stand up, right? Or, ooh, I got chills. Because you can almost physically feel the power of the vibration, the sound, the spirit that's being carried from the words that were spoken. So we ought never underestimate the power, the impact that our words carry. So some of the issues that a lot of people, myself included, and those who are listening have faced, I'm sure, is feeling regretful about the words that they say. And so what would you say to somebody who, you know, has gone through that, who might say, man, I wish I didn't say that. I didn't mean to say that. Because we've had that. You know, we all families experience that. So how do you kind of process when words were spoken that you maybe regret or you feel ashamed or embarrassed about having even said them? Because we can't take them back, right? And that's a hard pill to swallow sometimes. But I'd love to hear from you, Dad, in terms of, you know, somebody who is experiencing that, how would you encourage them as they go through that process of, you know, really accepting that the words that they spoke maybe weren't loving, they weren't kind. How do we process that in our heart?
Well, go back to love.
Good.
If you go back to love, then everything is revealed.
Mm.
There's nothing that you'd want to do after that once you put the word down.
Yeah.
And so it's simple. It's just love the Lord thy God.
Yeah.
With all your heart, with all your soul.
Yeah.
In everything that you have.
Yeah. And
because everything that he has for you, he gave it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. That's exactly, and you even said reveal. Ooh, I love that, you guys, because my dad and I, we just vibe. Like I said, we vibe on a whole nother level, and I'm so grateful because, you know, there's nothing like the relationship between a father and a daughter, And I'm so grateful to have my father still here in this physical earth in this way. I don't take it for granted ever, because you are a special, special dad. I've been able to see you evolve as a dad and now as an adult, where we talk. So I am so excited because you and I have a very special, unique relationship. And the fact that I get to still be here and you're here and we exchange, when we exchange words, you guys, sometimes, have you guys ever experienced this where you're talking to someone and it's like they know what you're going to say before you say it? Or you say something and they know exactly what you mean, and somebody else might hear the conversation and feel confused even, or because it wasn't meant for them, right? So I encourage you, you know, at The Beauty Revealed, we're all about your compliment crew, identifying other people in your life who compliment you, not only with their words, like, hey, girl, you look good, or okay, I see you, not just that, but people who compliment you, who help to bring a wholeness to you, because that process of speaking, of working through things in your life, you know, that's why we go to therapy. That's why we got counselors, because we need to talk, you know. And whether you're an introvert and you may be a more quiet person, y'all was joking earlier about my husband and the fact that, you know, he is not a talker the way I am. And at the early part of a relationship, I was concerned, like, oh, is this going to work? Because you're not talking a lot and I want to talk more. And thank God he eventually started talking more and warming up. But just the idea that he's even, we learned this in premarital counseling, that he's just as comfortable not talking as I am talking. And so we all have different flows. Even my dad is a lot more quiet than my mom is. And so, but they complement each other. You know, Tommy and I always say, well, for me, Candace, I like to talk, and he'll say he likes to listen. You got to kind of have a flow sometime. And so when you think about your words, have a compliment crew, a space in which you can speak clearly, freely, honestly, and a place to kind of process things, because that's what we get to do. Life is a process. It's not about getting it perfect, but rather it's about getting it going through the process. Perfection is whole. You know, perfection means making whole. So back to our key subject at hand today, revealing the beauty of words. I want to hear a little bit about how words impact and what does that do to a person that hears words? What would you say is kind of the key, like how they might feel, or why it's even important? Why can I? Because Tommy taught me this. My husband has taught me a lot of things. I give him a lot of credit and I thank God for him, because that's a part of the beauty of marriage and friendship, really. And he taught me early on in our marriage, we were having a really, let me just say it this way. I like to talk, as I mentioned. And for a long time, I didn't realize how my words were coming out. And I felt as though, because I'm a talker, that I just had the freedom to just say whatever I wanted. And that, you know, people would just deal with it. It was really arrogant. And he helped me to see. He said, hey, you can't just say whatever comes to your mind. You can't just, like, say stuff. You know, there's a time and place for things. And I did not respond well in the moment. I was like, what are you talking about? This is just how I am. Like, I'm just talking. And he said, no, he didn't say it exactly this way, but pretty much he was encouraging me to think before I speak. And you always said that to us growing up, right, Daddy?
Yes.
So why do we even need to go through that process of thinking before we speak? Why can't we just say what we want, however we want, whenever we want? Why is context and timing even important?
Because you is you.
Okay. Break it down again.
You is you. And if you believe that you is you, you will do the right things.
Yeah.
You'll be faithful.
Mm.
You'll be loving. You'll be kind.
Yeah.
You'll do the things that God wants you to do.
Yeah.
And he allowing you to do it. So if he's allowing you to do it, just chill, chill, chill.
Yeah, no, I love that, because faithfulness, right? Our words, man, how many times have we said, yeah, oh, I'm going to call? And I'm like guilty, but I've gotten way better. My sisters, if they're listening to this, they know I've gotten better. The other day, I was on the phone with one of my sisters. I have three sisters. On the phone with one of them, you know, something happened with my kids, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to call you back. And we were on, I don't know, another sister was there, and, you know, she's like, well, okay, I'm going to call you back. And I actually called her back, like, within 5 minutes. And they were surprised. She was like, oh, yeah, I definitely thought I was going to talk to you tomorrow. Which is like, dang, like, I don't want that to be my, like, you know, my thing that you think I'm not going to call you back. And so I'm like, no, like, I meant it, you know? And so just that idea that our words, they matter.
Yes.
They do, you know, especially if you're a parent, our words matter. When you commit to something, when you say you're going to do something, you know, really doing that. I mean, vulnerable moment here. I had a moment where my daughter and I, we read books at nighttime. And on one occasion, I was cleaning up and I was doing my mom thing and doing my kind of Enneagram 3 performance thing where I was trying to clean up everything, get everything right. And instead I told her, okay, just wait for me. I'll be right there. I'll be right there to read to you. And I'm still hustling and cleaning up. And I go in, and by the time I get there, she's asleep with the book on her chest waiting for me. And yeah, like, it broke me. Like, I was so like embarrassed. I felt so bad. I felt so sad for her. And it was like, dude, girl, you cannot do that. Like, she is more important than those dishes. And if I get it, parents, I get it. You want to make sure things are clean and it's, I get it. But people are way more important than process, than profit, than, you know, productivity. So when we think about going back to what you said, Dad, about love, that's really what it comes down to. You know, I believe that the Creator made us out of love, you know, and everything in life is on that spectrum of either it's being birthed out of love or out of fear. And if you have not heard of Dr. Caroline Leaf, you guys, go check her out, Dr. Caroline Leaf. She's an amazing, amazing teacher, neurologist, a woman of faith. She's in the Christian faith and speaks a lot about love and about fear and what comes out of us. And so to kind of wrap us up today, I just want to encourage you guys with this, that when you think about, okay, I have these words. We all know that words, even those little one-liners that we used to say as kids, like, oh, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt me. Yeah, no, whoever said that, I don't know what they were thinking, because words do hurt. And there are words that some of you have probably heard that are still vibrating in your soul because of what someone said, because of what a teacher said, because of what a parent said, because of what a sibling said, and they're still vibrating. And there are words that you've said that you know you put out there and you're struggling to reconcile with it. But what gives us that space of reconciliation is the idea and the practice and the principle of forgiveness. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And you taught me that. I remember when I was older, a little bit older, probably like middle school, and you started to like apologize. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
You started to apologize. You're like, I'm so sorry I said this. And that, as a kid, it's like, whoa, okay, that's humbling. Like, my dad is humbling himself,
yeah.
Right? So when you think about that forgiveness process and that love, and at the end of the day, and even I see it with our kids, and my husband, Tommy, he is, like, so good at the whole, like, apology thing. He's really learned that, and I've had to learn even, like, different ways of apologizing and what that looks like. And even with our kids, you know, we're teaching them that and they practice it. And sometimes one person apologizes and says, you know, will you forgive me? And the other says, like, no. Right? And so just realizing that it takes time. It takes time. You can't just, like, say something, ask for forgiveness, move on. And, like, it takes time. some things you just got to let the other person go through. And the best analogy that I've heard when it comes to forgiveness is that if you do choose to forgive, you're removing like a gate, a wall, a fence, right? That word offense. Think about the visual of a fence, right? That comes between us. If I've spoken a word to you that now has come out of me, energy has come out of me, vibration has hit you now, hit your heart, right? Because it comes through your ears and now it's in your heart and it's something's happening inside of you. Now you have an opportunity to respond, right? If it came out of love, there's usually a loving response. If it came out of anger, fear, resentment, whatever it is, out of some place that wasn't kind, then it's, you're bound to probably have something elicit back out of you. We mirror things, right? That kind of that law of attraction, if you will. You're going to attract that stuff. If that's what you're putting out, it's going to come back out. So if what we put out that other person feels, then that process of, if there's an offense that comes up, now there's a fence between you and I. We're now separated, right? And if I offer, okay, hey, please forgive me, and you say no, you don't even want to deal with it. And I get it. It may not happen immediately. But if you never choose to move into a space of forgiveness and you allow those words to keep ringing inside of you and growing and taking root in your heart, right? Then what happens is that fence now remains. And I'm out here. You're the one that's locked up. You know, you're the one that's surrounded that can't get out. I'm free. So sometimes we think that keeping a sense of offense and unforgiveness, that we're doing something to the other person, you know, but essentially it's really keeping us locked up, right? So as my dad said earlier, love, and it's not just a cliche, you know, it's not just like a thing you say, it's not some type of like holiday, you know, it really is a true thing. And if you felt it, you know it. And I believe that even in the most traumatic of situations, I pray that you have felt and experienced something of God's love. And that as you go through life, that your words create the world that you truly desire. And that grows and vibrates forever and is eternal. And so thank you so much, Daddy, for being with me today. I love you. I love you. I
love you too. Because it's one love.
Yes.
And one heart.
Yes.
Makes you feel all right.
That's right. Good. And that's Bob Marley, guys, if you don't know. So thanks so much, guys, for listening and watching the Beauty Revealed podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. Be sure to like, comment, and rate this podcast on whatever platform you're listening to or watching today. And join us for the next episode. Remember who you are. Be who you are wherever you are. Have a great day. Bye, guys.